Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume 26, number 20. Our drop date is Monday, August 17th, 2026. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Make sure you see Jim and his team for all your branded clothing and marketing materials. DetroitShirt.com. That's where they are. I'm here in the studio. My name is C. Willie. I am your host, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have this week? The one and only Love Planet. Woohoo!
We are fired up to welcome Nicole and Mark to the show. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing wonderful.
You. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's weird. I had this deja vu feeling.
I know.
it's kind of that way, isn't it? You know, technology's great until it's not. And here we are. So, you guys have kind of a unique story and an outstanding pedigree as far as the music industry is concerned. You spent a lot of time out on the West Coast, kind of where things originated. Can you give us your backstory and how this all came about? And welcome back to Michigan, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Well, I was born in Cali in Oakland and grew up in the Bay Area. And she was born in Michigan, and but we met in '99 in a recording studio. There was a big rehearsal recording place called SRS Studios, and this gentleman Daniel Polselli ran it, and it
in
had
San Rafael, California,
in Marin County, and it had a big rehearsal space in there. And when I was touring with Greg Allman, Greg was living in Northern California at the time, and we would often do like 3 or 4 days of rehearsal in that soundstage room before hitting the road. And one time Daniel called me for a recording session. And so I went in to do some tracks for this female singer-songwriter, and voila, there you go.
Yeah, we needed some slide guitar on, I think it was the first song that I ever wrote. It's called Station, which actually didn't make it on until the last record that we did. So he played on it, 25 years ago, and it just ended up on the Something Good record. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, we recut the tune, but, you know, the song itself.
Sure.
It had been in a live show all these years.
All these years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We hadn't had a keyboard player before that, so I think we were waiting. It was meant to be played with some honky-tonk keyboards as well, so, yeah.
So yeah, fast forward to a couple of decades later, and here you are. What was the origin then of Love Planet?
Well, we did this session, and then a couple weeks went by. We didn't even meet at the session because she was all secretive and didn't say a word. She was hitting in a gag. Is it a gaggle of women?
Oh.
But I didn't meet her. And then a few weeks later, Daniel called and said, "Hey, you know, Nicole's down here, you know, strumming along, and you know, I got some other friends that she's sitting here with, Stu Hamm and Jeff Campitelli, and they're just having a little jam. Maybe you should come down." And so I was like, "All right," you know. So I went down, and we had a little jam session, and that ended up turning into the beginnings of the group. And we got together once or twice a week for most of '99, Stu and Jeff and Nicole and I, and basically worked up full band arrangements for a lot of Nicole's songs. And that eventually led to the first record for Love Planet, which came out in 2003.
Yeah. All right.
Then Stu and Jeff went on the road with Joe Satriani, and we had to find a band, you know, so then after that we found some guys.
So new faces made it up.
Yes.
Yeah. So we ended up having Tommy Sisko and Scott McKenzie in the band, and we did State of Mind, our second album, and then we did Lucky One, and then we did Love Illusion. That brought us to 2010, with lots of shows in between, a couple of music videos, things like that. And then we changed gears, and Michael Amos came in on drums. And we did the Rivertown record, and fast forward to the last studio record, Something Good, which is a 20-song double CD. And we also brought in Steven Anderson on keyboards for that record as well. So we had this 5-piece incarnation going on. Again, all these years of lots of gigs, you know, kind of blowing it up out there as much as we could. But Nicole's from here, and we would come to Michigan every year and visit. And so it was, I think, a natural progression.
Yeah, to, I mean, eventually you realize it's more important to be closer to your family, and
yes,
and if you can do it, and especially while everybody's still doing good, you know, we decided to make a big move.
And my family out there was like, "Get out!"
they bought you the plane ticket, huh?
My parents are both passed on, and my brothers are out there, but you're always. Home is where the heart is, and you know, we have two homes now, so it's nice.
Fantastic. Well, we've got some exciting music on tap here. And by the way, you've got a very unique sound. You know, it's fun for us to hear these the artists like yourselves that define your sound. It's not like you're turning on the radio and it's, oh yeah, that sounds like so and so, or this sounds like your sound. Love Planet sound is its own. Can you describe a little bit about how that evolved?
I think basically the thing that connects our sound are the harmony vocals, the singer-songwriter type of songs mixed with, of course, Mark's brilliant electric guitar playing. I mean, we've played shows before and we're just playing our songs and people will come up to us after and go, oh, I get it. I get what you guys are doing. The whole like female vocalist with the, you know, hard rock guitar playing, you know, and we're like, well, it's not really contrived, you know, but it is doing kind of doing something a little different. But then I think of bands, you know, like Heart and Pat Benatar and who've always had that type of thing, but that kind of stuff right now isn't as prevalent, I guess.
You know, I mean, there's definitely a classic rock style to what we do. That's what I say to some people. I say it's kind of like a modern day classic rock style, but you know, the recipe for great rock and roll bands, you know, and if you go back to like the Stones and the Beatles, it's the vocals, the song, and the guitar thing, you know, whether it was Mick and Keith or Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, or Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, like there's a million examples of a great song, great singer, and then the guitar thing, you know. And like she said, you know, we both just do what we do and we put it together.
But there's definitely, we've been noticing an energy behind the music. I joke around and say I write the happiest sad songs you've ever heard. Definitely on everything a positive twist.
Yeah.
So instead of it being super melancholy and just sort of, you know, relating what we're all watching happening around us all the time, which a lot of people tend to let themselves fall into a darker place, which there's a place for that too. For some reason, both of us, we feel compelled to twist it at some point and give everybody some sort of hope or something to look forward to. So there's that little thing that's there too.
I think early on, one of us said, you know, let's just make one rule, which is any type of song is welcome. You know, so because we're big fans of pop music and country and rock and blues and some metal. And, you know, we kind of like everything, you know. Big band show tunes, you know, we're kind of all over the map. So, you know, you never know what's going to come out of us. But that was our thing, was just never plan it, really. Let's not plan it. Let's not be contrived. And you can't second guess what people are going to like. So it's best to just be you and hope for the best. You know?
Well, it's interesting you say that. You know, I've got to have my notes when we do these shows because I'm old and I forget things. But when talking about your sound, the word that I've got written down here is fresh, because that's really what it is.
That's awesome. Cool. That's awesome. Right. And don't we need that? Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, for sure.
We absolutely do. The first one that we've got queued up is called Do It Again. Can you give us a little bit about the background of this song?
So during the Rivertown record, I was writing some of the songs on that record are inspired by some of the great stories or novels. That one was the Alice in Wonderland theme that I wrote. I wrote Do It Again about, I think, the which Gulliver's Travels was.
Is that about Michael?
No. Traveling Box is on the Rivertown record, and that was from Gulliver's Travels. So you won't really, unless you were, there's been maybe one or two people over the years that come up to me right after and they go, Alice in Wonderland, and they go, wow, you were really listening to the words. Very rare. It's happened once or twice, but yeah, so that's the deal with that one.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're very happy to have our new bass player, Zach Plantis, with us as well. Since we came to Michigan, we were lucky enough to find him, and it's just been great. So just wanted to...
Terrific.
All right.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Love Planet's Do It Again.
Things inside out, and I don't know where to go. Well, I fell through the looking glass, and I can't find my way home. Well, I've been chasing time down the hole, yeah. I'm feeling like I still have miles to go. Well, am I early or am I late, or am I just in time? Wonder when I hit the ground, will I be alright? I try to turn the lock, but it won't go. Well, maybe I've been trying the wrong door. The tears begin to fall. I don't know what's been going on, but I feel it in my soul. Someone tell the king how hard I try, or I'll be crucified.
All right. Do It Again from Love Planet. And you're right, Mark. That is, it's that classic kind of a pattern for the song that just makes that work.
You know, it's a weird thing, like creating music, you know, there's different approaches. Some people decide every day they're going to write, you know. We don't really function that way. You know, we pick up the guitar and like she'll start strumming and something will come. And same thing with me. But like that solo on that song, like that whole solo, every note of that solo was the same exact thing I played the very first time I took a solo on that song. And I realized that I think the third time we played that song after we finished the arrangement, I was like, I think I'm playing the exact same solo that I played the last two times. So I never even wrote the solo. Like the solo, every note, it's like a theme, right? Everything. Mm-hmm. I play that exact thing every time because it came from some other place, you know?
Yeah.
Not everything happens that way. But a lot of times those things are like strongest things, you know, the things that kind of you hear it and you, if you're smart, you'll just play it or find it rather than try to say, well, I can come up with something better than that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this is interesting because, I think for both of us, maybe the first time we've had to like be filmed kind of listening to our own music, you know, but I like our music. So I have no problem kind of getting into it. But that's another thing is when you make a recording, you got to make sure that when you're done and you hear it, like, how does it measure up? Like, would you just get into it? Like you get into the Eagles or any other band you like, you know, cause that's kind of where it sits in the end. It has to just be as cool as anything else. You got to forget that you're involved in it, not think too much about it, because that's how everybody else hears it, you know?
Yeah.
But you do hear of artists, though, that never, ever listen to their own stuff.
Yeah, we hear that. Yeah.
Or watch it. You know, they do it and they move on.
They must not like it. It's over.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible, too.
I hope they like it.
Hey, we are with Love Planet. We just got done hearing Do It Again. I'm talking a little bit about that creative process. We're going to do a little more of that on the other side of this break. But first, here's a message from Detroit Shirt Company.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday episode, and we are with Love Planet. Nicole and Mark have joined us. And Mark, you were talking a little bit about the guitar solo in that last song we heard, Do It Again, and how that just kept repeating. You were playing note for note every time you played that. Have you found that with other songs that you've written? And you guys are involved with so many talented musicians. How does that creative process evolve as you guys are writing?
I mean, there are mostly, I think, probably three quarters of the things that come seem to just come before we start digging our heads into it, you know? You know, if you're a musician that can, like, as a guitarist, if you can see on your guitar what you're hearing in your head, then you're really fortunate, you know, and that just comes with playing a lot. But
sometimes he's had to go back and actually learn what he's played.
It's a weird thing, like if I
he's just in the moment and it's perfect and it happens and it's perfect, and then he's like, what did I do?
But, yeah. For a long time, if I just played something off the cuff and I liked it and went with it, it was really easy to just play it, you know. But the last couple records, for whatever reason, it's like, man, this is, I got to relearn how to play this. So maybe my subconscious is going on to a level that's beyond what I can actually do. Maybe that's what that is. But no, it's a weird thing. But I do believe that the best stuff comes that way. You know, if you hear a song and it feels like it just, I mean, you know, when you listen to music, you could tell if it feels like it came from someone out of their gut rather than from here, you know?
Yeah.
And the stuff that comes from here or the gut, I think, is going to be more emotional and moving than it's thinking man's game, you know?
No question.
In the end, all that matters is, you know, how does it all sound together as one thing in the end? Yeah.
Right.
So.
But last year or a couple years ago, Mark did it started out as a solo EP that turned into pretty much a full length record. You guys have to hear it. It's called Portals.
Okay.
And he recorded it at home, and I would come home and he'd be standing at the top of the stairs for months. His hair's like out to here, and he was like a mad scientist. And he has to go back and learn most of it, because I swear he was inside some sort of portal. That record, you guys have to hear that record.
Okay.
It's an amazing, it's an art piece. I mean, it's art rock at its finest. There's a reason for every song. There's a reason for the order of every song. Everything has a meaning. But yeah, he was somewhere else.
So songs, when a song comes, it doesn't mean it's going to end up on your next record. Like some songs,
you sit on for
some
a while.
Songs just have to be, they have to have their moment. And back in the late 90s, I took a day off on a Greg Allman tour, and me and the drummer, Jamie Van de Bogert, went into a studio and cut some drum tracks for two or three songs. And I had every intention back then of getting this thing going and doing something. But things just went in other directions, and those tracks lay dormant. But I decided to crack it open. And then once it cracked open, it grew legs, and it kind of steered its own ship, you know? So it's a fun project. It's not a pop record. It's not a Love Planet record. There's only drums on three songs. There's mandolins and piano, and, you know, it's a cool thing. The album actually was the songs. A lot of the songs were written around the song titles, because I had a list of like 50 album titles, and then I picked one of those for the album title, and then I ended up choosing from that list for the song title, because it only had three songs that I was starting it with. Right. So then I wrote the other songs around those song titles, and the lyrical theme materialized randomly. I had a song called River and a song called Torch. So I realized I had a fire and a water thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe I need to do like an EP, four songs. We'll do the fire, water, you know, earth and air. And then I started looking up artwork for the elements, and I saw, well, there's five elements, the spirit element. So I'm like, I gotta have a fifth song called Spirit. So then I decided, well, let's just do 10 songs, because people might not want to hear me singing too much. So we'll do 10 songs, and it'll be like five instrumentals and five vocal tunes. And then it ended up being Portals. And it's just kind of this dreamscape, this soundscape about the essence of life. And, you know,
But he was definitely
pretty cool.
in another realm.
It was
for sure.
But what a cool,
that's great
visual, and what a cool concept of how you actually wrote. There's a whole nother show on Portal now.
There is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks. Well, the next one that we've got queued up is Bring It. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Okay. So Bring It is kind of like, you know, it's fiction, but it's kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, the guy's going after the girl and she wants nothing to do with him. And, you know, he's like, you know, he's a schlep. She doesn't want anything to do with him. And then, you know, he ends up becoming cool. And then she comes back around wanting to be part of the cool. And he's like, you got to prove it to me, you know, bring it, you know. So that's kind of what the song's about. You know? Makes your work.
Absolutely love it. What a great concept for it. Let's give this one a listen. This is Love Planet's Bring It. You say you want it. You say you gotta have it. You say you need it. Come inside.
Show me, don't tell. I got no time.
You gotta earn it. You gotta bring it. That's Love Planet.
Puppy Don't Tell Me thing, you know, and that song started in the shower, you know. It was the early morning, and then you hear that melody, you know, it was kind of like, you know, I think that melody kind of sums up my attitude. It's like the angsty young, angsty little punk kid. But that's a weird song because that song started around the vocal melodies. All the melodies for the vocal parts were there, and then everything was written around those melodies. So.
Well, another great one. Just absolutely love it.
And it's fun and fresh, see?
Yes, yes, cool. Very much so. Hey, we know there's some folks that are hearing this for the first time here tonight. And how do people find you?
The great thing about our name is as long as you spell it with a U, Love Planet, all one word, we're pretty much the only thing that comes up. So we have loveplanet.net. is the website. We have the Facebook page under Love Planet, Instagram,
Spotify, and all those things.
Yeah. YouTube. So as long as you spell it with a U, you will find us.
I mean, you know, you might trip over a dating site on the web.
If you spell it
I imagine that is possible.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, this has been a lot of fun tonight. We have another one queued up. This song's called Hush, and another one that we've really fallen in love with. Tell us a little bit about this one.
You know, it's funny, since we've worked this back into the set just recently, I think for a little while, you know, you try to keep things really light and really fun, and especially when you're playing live, you know, you want to keep things up most of the time. But I'm so glad that we worked it back in, because it kind of, the chorus does kind of have a cool, maybe an 80s kind of feel to it. It's just catchy, even though it is a deeper, sort of more introspective song. So
Hyper folk.
Oh, I like that.
Like most of the songs, there's always these themes that come in and out. It's either a vocal theme or there's a guitar theme.
But this song basically is we all make mistakes and we all decide where we go from there. You know, does it change your heart? Do I never want to do that to myself or anyone again? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's always a choice, you know. But that's the gist of this one.
All right. Well, let's give this a listen. Yep, we will figure out what choices we'll make after we've listened to this one. This is Love Planet's Hush.
It comes for you.
Just
What did somebody Hush from say? Love Planet.
What did somebody say to us once? Man, you guys work hard.
Some great, great music. I mean,
thank you so much.
Our songs can be, I think some types of musicians might hear our music and think, oh, it's pretty simple rock and roll. But it's actually a little tricky to play to make it sound the way we make it sound. So we're all just holding on, you know. We're just...
Hey, listen, we appreciate the work you're putting in. That makes for some darn good listening.
We feel lucky every day to do what we do. Just want to keep it going.
Well, we hope you do, and we hope you will stay in touch with us. Yes, Nicole and Mark from Love Planet, it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully our technology holds out now and we'll be okay.
It will be.
Thanks so much, C and Quarter Peep. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have John Paul Wallace next week.
All right. We're looking forward to talking with John Paul again. That will be a lot of fun. Hey, folks, I want to say thank you again to Mark and Nicole from Love Planet. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks. Appreciate
Beautiful
it.
City Sound.
Hey, folks, if you know more folks like Mark and Nicole that you would like us to be talking to, please drop us an email. It's vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where we are, and we've been out and about a bunch, vehiclecitysound.com is the website that's got the schedule. It's got all the old episodes as well. You can go and take a look and see what's happening there. We appreciate all your support. Appreciate everything everybody's doing for the independent music community. And hey, everybody, do good things. Oof.